Harrison, is there any news? What's the program that they're doing for Srinathji?
At 8:30, the procession is going to leave from his house, and they'll go in procession to the crematorium and have the funeral there. And then early this morning, they had, sort of an open time where devotees could come to pay their respects. And then on the 20th evening, from 5:30 to 7:30, they're having a program, like a condolence meeting.
On the 20th, they'll have a program to do what?
They call it a condolence meeting, when people can come and pay their condolences to his wife and have their time.
Okay. But they're having the cremation today. Srinathji, he came to Hungary, and actually he was doing business in Hungary even during the communist times. He used to buy. He used to buy equipment because during the communist regime, the way they ran it is that different things were done in different parts of the empire. So in Hungary, they made all the light bulbs for all over, and that company was called Tungstram, and he did business with them. He bought their machines and disassembled them and brought them back here and used them for one of his lighting companies here. So he knew all the big business people in Hungary, once when the Hungarian Prime Minister came to India and came to Mumbai, then Srinathji helped. They helped us actually to Hungarian government gave us the building that we have, and then Srinathji took me to the Exim Bank chairman to try and get a interest-free loan. It was very funny. I think it was me, him, and I don't know whether it was Rishikesh, Muffet Long, or someone else. And of course, they said they wanted to see him, and when I walked in there, he couldn't figure out why I was there. But then Uzalpur was just there to give an interest-free loan to Hungary. They didn't, but we got the property. And then he came to Hungary, he came to and in Budapest, and he did the same thing. He invited all of his business contacts over to the hotel, and then me and Krishna Lila were over there, and they can figure out what was going on. But he was talking about, he was sort of egging them on that maybe they'll go into business in Hungary. But the whole idea was that they also did construction, so that they would renovate the college for free. That didn't work out. But anyway, he came, he went to the farm and stayed in Hungary, and I think he went to London from there. And he also helped us with getting affiliation here with the Somaya University. Hey, Dhamdar, what are you doing? Yeah. And just day before yesterday, I was thinking, well, maybe I should drop in and say hello.
He was in studying organic farming.
Hmm. Yeah, he was either was an electrical or a mechanical engineer, I can't remember which.
I think he had a degree in electrical engineering.
Uh-huh.
And he also worked as a lawyer. He would fight court cases on behalf of his colony.
He was a lawyer also?
I don't know if he actually had a law degree, but he would fight, yeah, he would actually go to court on his son's behalf to present cases and things.
Beeswax dissolves the paint.
The
blue tack dissolves?
Mm-hmm.
Blue tack dissolves the paint?
No, no, it dissolves. It melts. It becomes soft and then it damages the cloth. And
yeah. Yeah. And very, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, it's rarely like that in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I use it in hot climate.
I think my husband was saying it may be the quality of the blue tack.
Mm-hmm.
Just
need
to get
it. Yeah. It needs to be from the west.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Radhanath Maharaj is over there also.
I'm sure he is. He just arrived at noon yesterday.
You're going to be a mridanga player.
It's actually quite amazing. She has good rhythm. She can play kartals and beat. It's pretty good.
Special. Probably have quite a few members missing this morning. Mm-hmm. And Niranjan Maharaj mm-hmm. wanted to go over and
एक दम रेडी मैं Você tem que white food, tem que cali de food, ou não tem de cali de food. Tu vê menos de sete.
Fatti da trovare il mio lavoro.